Bauhofstraße.
We are standing beside the information board on Bauhofstraße, on the corner of Stensche Straße. Where buildings fall, gardens will rise, is the motto of the urban redevelopment project in Dessau-Roßlau. The same is true for the area around Bauhofstraße. Previously, the Polytechnic Secondary School stood on this large space. Its name was changed to the Moses Mendelssohn Schule in 1990. Due to the fact that there were no longer sufficient student numbers in the area, the building was torn down in 2002.
Today, the area is part of the continuous development of landscape zones. Three sponsors are sharing this space. The claim directly in front of us, with the small hill, is home to a bee pasture, which was built by the oldest beekeeper association in Dessau. In order to see the other claims, let's turn right along the field and then left down the asphalt path. At the other end of the field, behind the fence, is the medicinal herb garden. Isolde Grabner, the city's first claim sponsor, planted a variety of medicinal herbs here with the active support of the residents. The fence is purely a precautionary measure. Some of the herbs are anything but healing when taken in high doses. However, you may go in if you like. Ms. Grabner will give you the key if you ask in the pharmacy at Leipziger Tor. We'll pass the pharmacy on our way to the next stop.
There is also a reason behind the rock hills on the far left. Let's go there now. This claim is described as a rock garden modelled on a Japanese Zen garden. The rubble, resulting from the demolition of the old school, was used as subsoil. The rocks came from the nearby quarry, Löbejün. Rock is often used as a building material in the region.
At first glance, the claim seems to be quite inhospitable. However, the low nutrient earth in the subsoil is perfect for unusual species of plants and insects. Solitary bees, for example. Mosses and ferns are currently sprouting up from the meagre soil. The humification used ensures that the higher plants, in other words, shrubs and bushes, thrive here.
In about 20 years' time, the first trees will be visible on this site. This is a claim that has an eye to the future. At the moment, it still needs care, but in time, it will be gradually handed over to nature.
This handing over to nature represents the most significant link to Zen Buddhism for claim sponsor Axel Wolf. The landscape gardener sees the claim primarily as an experimental space.
The idea of tranquility. One shouldn't get stressed over a seemingly difficult situation. One should let things like that develop, and then something beautiful will come about, without us becoming stressed. However, this is only possible in this kind of space. It wouldn't work in a private garden. We would have to get the lawnmower out there.
Tranquility and patience are also required when designing the landscape zones. A city can't be reconstructed overnight. It'll require a long, drawn-out process spanning generations. It will take 20 to 30 years for the new landscape to heal. What will Dessau-Roßlau look like then? And what are the hopes for the future of the city? For more on this, here's Joachim Hantusch, head of the Department for Economic and Urban Development.
Eine Vision geht ja, ist ja auf lange Zeit ausgerichtet. Das heißt, ich weiß natürlich, wo wir stehen, und insofern wünsche ich mir, und die Vision ist,
a vision always has an eye to the future. Of course, I'm aware of our current status, and our vision is to develop the city in such a way that the citizens that are living here are happy, that we continue to have a strong economy, that this economy is tangible and visible, with a high quality of life, and that we also succeed in keeping young people here. So I think we will then have made significant progress, and we will have gained a great deal.
At this point, our audio tour will leave the landscape zones. If you like, take a look in your own time at the last stop on the Red Flag Trail, which is right beside the River Mulde. Simply follow the red flags to get there.
Otherwise, we will say goodbye to the red flags here and make our way into the city centre. To get there, we will pass the herb garden and turn left before the wall of the Israeli cemetery. By the way, this is the oldest remaining cemetery in the city. Some of Anhalt's most famous representatives of Judaism are buried there, among them relatives of Moses Mendelssohn.
We'll continue the tour at the T-junction with Franzstrasse, on the right-hand side of the street, in front of the pharmacy. Remember, we're no longer following the red flags.